Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the half, about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of angel's hand. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, and thundering, and lightning, and an earthquake. And the seven angels, which had seven trumpets, prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the tree was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the water became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them were darkened. And the day shunned not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." The Lord will bless the reading of his word.
Thank you, Young. You might remember the close of chapter 6, when the sixth seal was opened. All classes of men, from the kings of the earth to the rich and to the great captains, chief captains, down to the bondmen and the free, were all on their faces, calling upon the mountains and rocks to fall upon them, to hide them from him that sat upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. So concluded the sixth seal at the end of chapter 6. It's just as if you were now at a theatre and the curtain comes down. And with the curtain down, we enter into chapter 7, which is altogether the parenthesis as far as the detail of the book is concerned. But it shows us the purposes of God, as we saw, in relation to Israel, represented by that 144,000 that were saved and sealed, and of course the innumerable number of those of the nations that were saved. And so in chapter 7, as we saw, we see the purposes of God during the days of tribulation being accomplished as far as the nation of Israel is concerned and as far as the nations are concerned. That then brings us to chapter 8. And as the curtain goes up, if we may say that, and the seventh angel sounds, we find that with the sounding of the seventh angel, with the opening of the seventh seal, we find now we have a silence in heaven for the space of half an hour. I would suggest to you that when you have that expression in the Old Testament, it's often referred to silence upon the earth. But in every case, it precedes the judgments of God upon men upon the earth. And so no doubt this silent heaven of chapter 8 is an indication of that which is to follow, of the great judgments of God upon the inhabitants of the earth. I want to suggest that from verse 2 to verse 5 is what John saw in that silent heaven. And we read that when John saw the heavens, he saw seven angels that stood before God. Interesting, isn't it? Because you see, God does have specific angelic agents to do his will, carry out his purposes. You may remember, of course, in Luke's gospel, the angel Gabriel came to Zacharias and said, "I am Gabriel, the stand in the presence of God." So now we have seven particular angels who says we're standing before God. And to them were given seven trumpets. So we find that in that silent heaven, John now sees the angelic agents to carry out the purposes of God in relation to the earth and his ultimate purpose to bring in the Lord Jesus Christ. I may suggest to you that actually when we come to chapter 8, we're now outside of the first 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week, where the opening seals, especially the opening four seals, relate to that period of time prior to the great tribulation, of which the Lord called the beginning of sorrows. But now we brought into it, would seem, into that latter part of that 70th week, the last 3.5 years. And so we find that this is preparatory in these verses down to verse 5 to the action of God in relation to the inhabitants of the earth. So then, John, what he saw in that silent heaven were the seven angels that stood before God, and given unto them were seven trumpets. Then into that scene, John sees another angel. And another angel comes. And this angel is associated with the prayers of the saints. Now that is, of course, a matter as to how many of the prayers of the saints or what period of time that covers. We do know it would cover the prayers of those souls that were under the altar, asking God to avenge their blood. But it may be far wider than that. It may be all those who have actually used the Lord's Prayer in relation to their situation during that period of time. But it does say the prayers of all the saints were actually brought by this one angel. And notice, sometimes it's thought that that must be Christ because it's the prayers of the saints that's going to be offered. But notice what it says. And into his hand was put incense. So his hands were filled with incense, but given to him altogether by another. And so we suggest to you, this is just another angel that God has before him to carry out his purpose, who takes up the prayers of the saints and added to them the much incense that was put into his hand, and so all ascended unto God. You shouldn't be surprised too, it ascended as smoke. And so it seems as though the very heaven of God was filled with smoke. But you do recall, no doubt, that in Isaiah chapter 6, when Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, we find that the place was filled with smoke. In other words, it seems to me that the incense was like a large smoke cloud that ascended heavenward along with the prayers of the saints. And so we find these opening verses seem to be preparatory to what God is going to reveal to John in relation to those judgments that will cover those last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week. And so we find verse 6.
And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets.
And may we see in verse 6, the seven angels that had the seven trumpets, they prepared themselves to sound. So we find then that in this opening section of the chapter, it's preparatory to the severer judgments of God. These trumpet judgments, far more severe than the seal judgments. And so we suggest they were now in that last half of Daniel's 70th week, which the Lord called the tribulation, the great one. And so we find in verse 8, the first angel sounded.
That was those seven.
Verse 7. The first angel sounded, and with the sounding of the first angel, with the blowing of his trumpet, then we find that that hail and fire mingled with blood fell upon the earth. And so we learn that the third part of the earth was actually the trees were destroyed, and then the green grass was destroyed. Perhaps I ought to suggest to you that no doubt the area in view in this chapter from where John was would be the eastern Mediterranean and the river Euphrates, that area of the world, which is called the third part. And in that area of the world, God is going to use the angelic agent to sound his trumpet. And from heaven, there fall hail mingled with fire. And all the trees will be burnt up. A third part of the trees will be burnt up. And a third part of the green grass will be burnt up. And you may think, I wonder why. Well, if we just put ourselves into the situation in that part of the world, the Middle East. You see, a third part of the trees meant they had no wood. And they used wood to build their houses. They used wood to make their fires. And they used wood to make fires that they might cook their food. And so when you begin to think of this trumpet sounding in this situation, we find it affected the people as to their building, their living, their eating, and all came under the judgment of God with the trumpet judgment that was sounded by the first of these angels. And not only that, and all the green grass was burnt up. I take that, you see, to affect the animals, the cattle. There's no fodder, if you like. No fodder, not for the animals. And so you see the sound of the first trumpet was very severe in relation to the experience of the people in that part of the Middle East, for I guess that's where we are. And so we find that they cannot now say that this is just natural causes. You see what God is doing? He's bringing these people upon what he calls the inhabitants of the earth to the realization that God is now acting. And God is acting in judgment because of the sin of the earth inhabitants. And so we find with the sounding of the first trumpet, it affected the people in relation to their building and in relation to their eating and maybe in relation to their heating. But then the second angel sounded.
Yeah, as it were, the great mountain
burning. No, it's very interesting with this. He said, I saw. Now you notice, won't you, these three words, as it were. Indicating to us that whereas the first trumpet was literal, a third part of the trees were burned up, and the third part of the green grass was burned up. Now we come to John, and he describes the effect of the second angel sending his trumpet, as he says, I saw, as it were, a great mountain. And a great mountain that falls.
Burning with fire was cast into the sea.
But like a lamp of fire, as it were, a lamp of fire. And that was cast into the sea. And so we find now that what John sees in the ongoing judgments of God at the beginning, if you will, of that second half of Daniel's 70th week, that now God is affecting the very seas. And a third part of the sea
comes blood. Became blood.
Became blood. Because all the creatures that lived in that sea and had life, they died. And so we find with this second trumpet judgment, God affected the sea of that area and all that lived in that sea, all those creatures, they died. And so you see how the sea became blood. And further,
and the third part of the ships were destroyed.
And the third part of the ships were destroyed. Well, I've thought about that. You see, the third part of the creatures in the sea that lived, they died. What did that mean? Well, the food supply of the people of that area was cut off. For now they had no fish. And fish would have been a part of their diet, no doubt. But now all the fish in that area of the sea, it died. And so we find their food supply from the sea was cut off. And furthermore, the third part of the ships were destroyed. You see, they had no possibility now of import from foreign areas to meet their need in all their disaster. And so we find that God is really speaking unto the people. And when this day actually arrives, and God begins to act in these serious judgments, these solemn judgments of his against the sinners in the world. And we find it will affect them so much so they'll not be able to say it was just natural causes. It's evident now that God is acting from heaven for the sea to return to blood and the third part of the creatures to die and the third part of ships to be destroyed. So now there can be no foreign imports into that area of the world which is under the judgment of God. And then we find the third angel ascending. And the third angel,
and the third great star from heaven, burning as a lamp.
He saw, John saw, when the third angel said, a great star from heaven. Well, it's very difficult now to explain this great star because it's called wormwood. Whatever God uses with this third trumpet judgment, whether it be a meteorite or anything like that, we don't know. It's actually going to poison the water supply of the people. That's why it's called wormwood. And you know, when you look at the word wormwood in the Old Testament, it's only linked with the idea of poison. And it does seem, does it not, that in these trumpet judgments that begins with the burning up of the third part of the trees and the green grass. And then, of course, you know, the means whereby they could fish gone and the ships are gone. We find that men are shut up to the realization, no doubt, that God is acting. And yet, as we shall see later on, in spite of the fact they've got to admit now that this is no natural disaster, then it must be God. They show no repentance on their part, no repentance toward God. And so we find that this great star, as John, as it's described in our authorized version, this great star is like wormwood, called wormwood and gall. Those two things that are used in Old Testament scripture in relation to the thought of poisoning that which it actually touches. And so we find that this wormwood, this star called wormwood, it poisoned the waters. In other words, the waters that men drank in order to sustain their life suddenly were poisoned. And a third part of those waters were poisoned. And the men that drank of those waters, they died. And so we are given to understand a little of the tremendous judgment of God against an ungodly world of men and women. And although this is limited to the third part, a third part is a tremendous area. And therefore, we just wonder how the hearts of men and women will respond in relation to such judgments. But not only did the wormwood, the star called wormwood, not only did it poison the waters, also the fountains. And why does the John bring before us in this third trumpet judgment the fountains? Because, of course, the fountain suggests a source. And it seems as though the source of all the rivers of that area poisoned by the star called wormwood. And so we find that not only the waters they drank poisoned, but the fountain of those waters. And of course, We know that so often the fountain starts away up, high up in the mountains, no doubt. And as the water comes down from its fountain source, if it's poisoned at the fountain, at the source, at the fountainhead, then of course all the waters will be poisoned. And so we learn that in these movements, in this particular chapter, the first of the trumpet judgments, and we find that in these first three, men, they're deprived of wood. They're deprived of fodder for their animals. They're deprived of fish. They're deprived of foreign imports. And now the very waters and fountain of waters altogether poisoned. And so we find the men died. What a tremendous time that will be when God acts in this way. And men and women are now subject to the day of God's wrath, as chapter 6 closes with. The day of God's wrath, now expressed, first of all, in these judgments, as the angels sounded their trumpets, is the day of God's wrath against a sinful man. And we do find, of course, that the wormwood and the gall is always associated with that in the Old Testament that had to do with sin and defilement. And so we find that the angels, as they sounded, they had a tremendous effect upon the earth and the inhabitants of the earth. But then there's still one more to come. And when the fourth angel sounded, please.
Oh, the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, mm-hmm. the stars, and so the third part of them was dark, and the day shone not for the third part of it.
Okay. Likewise. So we see that now it's not now the things related to earth. It is the bodies in the heavens. The sun that gives light for the day, the moon and stars that give light for the night. Now says John, what he saw was this, that a third part of the sun was darkened. The third part of the moon darkened. And the third part of the stars darkened. And so there's going to be at that point in time, during those days of great tribulation, that even the heavens will not give their light. The sun, a third part darkened, and the moon and the stars. And so we find the earth will be affected. Because those bodies in the heavens which give light to the earth for a third part will be darkened, and their light will not be shining upon the earth. And so we find that John, as he considers the silent heaven and the actions of God now through the seven angels who are given trumpets, and the first four of these trumpets causing such havoc as far as the inhabitants of the earth are concerned. What then? Well, of course, John brings us to a close in verse number 13.
I beheld and heard an angel flying from the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, to the inhabitants of the earth.
Then we see that when we come to verse 13, after the four trumpets have been sounded and the devastating judgments poured out upon the earth, we then find there's an angel flying through the midst of the heavens, crying, woe, woe, woe. Because there are yet three more angels to sound. And the sounding of the last three angels will be far more severe, far more drastic than ever the first four. And so as chapter 9 fills out what those angels, when they blow their trumpets, the effect it will have then upon the inhabitants of the earth. And so we're reminded, at least at the close of the four trumpet judgments, that after all, there's three more to come. God hasn't finished with this world, and those who are in the world. He's not finished with a world of mankind that has defied him, and a world of mankind that actually is altogether antagonistic toward God and not believing even in God. So when we get to chapter 16, we'll see that in spite of all these judgments, man refuses to repent, but to go on in his sin. And so we find then in chapter 8, it covers for us now part of that time of great tribulation with his trumpet judgments. Just a reminder that it's a good thing that we're in the blessing and good of God's salvation. For before ever these trumpets sound, as the Apostle Paul reminds us, when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, we will be removed out of this world, and thus to be with Christ, and to be with Christ in heaven, whilst all these things will happen upon the earth. Now next week in the will of God, we'll look at chapter 9, and in the trumpets that are yet to come, you see how desperate things will be in a world of the future when the church is removed, the Holy Spirit's restraint is gone, and under the deplorable actions of men and sinfulness of man and wickedness of man, God is going to deal with more severe judgments, as we've seen now in chapter 9 and ultimately, of course, in chapter 16, when the trumpets give place to the bowls. But we'll leave that for another time. Thank you.